The 300-hectare block is used by mountain bikers, walkers, and has been used to make essential oils. But it's also used for weddings, family gatherings, and pregnancy shoots. This is Cardi Shah.
My family have owned land out in Howard Springs since the 1950s. So it's nearly 70 years that they've owned land out there. So we're, we've got a strong history in the area. I grew up just down the road from the pine forest. So I've been visiting the pine forest since I was a very young child. And I always just found it such an interesting place. It's fascinating, that place. But nowadays, I'm a photographer and I often do my client photos out there. Recently, I photographed a setup for a really beautiful wedding. It was one of the most beautiful wedding setups I've ever laid eyes on. It was gorgeous and really unique. I think at different times of the day, you get really beautiful light coming through the trees and it's just spectacular. It's a real favourite spot for Darwin families. I don't want to see it developed. I just want it to stay as is, of course. It's so beautiful. Everybody said the same thing. They're just like, why can't they just leave it alone? That's my upbringing. I don't want to see it destroyed. I think it's really important that in this day and age, we really try and preserve the trees that we already have. It's only going to get hotter and harder to live in Darwin. So yeah, I think it's really important to have the green belt, not just that pine forest too, the bushland around there. It's really important that it's protected.
So why is there a pine forest in Howard Springs? And why is it open to the public? Roger Smith was one of the last government foresters before retiring, and he arrived here in 1969.
And amongst my early sins, some of those cypress pine trees and some of the carabeer trees that people are talking about down at Howard Springs, I was responsible for planting, along with a few other blokes. There's quite a few of us. So there was an early planting done before I arrived at a place called the Radio Block. And when you come down Tiger Brennan Drive, on the bottom part of it, you'll see a lot of cypress pine on both sides. Then they moved to Howard Springs as cypress pine, Calitris intratropica, which is a native species to the top end. They also planted a number of research plantings. But cypress pine itself, while it grew well in the early years, the growth slowed down and it's got a very, what they call a very strong taper. So instead of being cylindrical, they're more like a point. The growth slowed down, so they were never going to be a commercial crop, but Pinus carabeus certainly was, except it's an attractive place. The plantations at Howard Springs have been useful insofar as they provided information for the African mahogany plantations that have gone into the Douglas Daily. They were certainly the plantations on Melville Island were useful. If Tiwi had had 30,000 hectares of Pinus carabeus on Melville Island, we'd be laughing today. And in 86, all the forestry assets and the plantations on the Tiwi Islands were handed over to the Tiwi people. Same thing happened at Merganella and at Manangrida. And the plantations at Howard Springs remained within the government under the management of the then Department of Lands.
So was it all a failure?
Well, no. Nullanboy is still going. Tiwi is still going. The report came back and said that these plantations weren't commercial. The branch argued at the time that it wasn't intended to be commercial, apart from perhaps Melville Island and Howard Springs. They were basically providing employment for Aboriginal people and building local housing as they went along.
Howard Springs Forest is on freehold title to the Northern Territory Land Corporation, managed by the Crown Land Estate and currently zoned for community purpose use. Luke Bowen is a Deputy Chief Executive in the NT Industry and Trade Department and oversees forestry.
There's evidence of experimental plantations have been put in, including some of the cypress plantations which are around Darwin and Gunn Point and also on the Tiwi Islands. And those trial plantations didn't end up being economic.
Why aren't they economic? Why haven't they been realised?
I'm not really an expert on the history around some of those plantations, but from what just some discussions I've had, it was certain species were used in certain soil types and the like, and just some of those things didn't come together perfectly to produce a product that was commercially viable. There's still wonderful stands of timber, and I know that in my own case, riding through the tracks on a mountain bike in down around Howard Springs is a particularly enjoyable experience.
The current status of those stands of forest, and in the eyes of the Primary Industries Department?
They're not considered a resource. In other words, they're not sort of on the list of forest resources that we've got. So they're essentially the land is owned by various entities, some of them government entities, but they don't have any status as far as the Primary Industries Department is concerned as a direct resource for timber particularly, excepting that there is some commercial use of some of the timber for pharmaceutical sort of specialty products, which a local company has pioneered some of the technology around.
Kadi Shah has been looking closely at the land use discussion paper.
From looking at the plan, there's two sections of pine forest. There's a section on the right-hand side, which is area Kawandi North and the Holtz North area. So that section there is sitting on Crown land, and it's quite a large area. And in the plans, as shown in this book, they don't mark out the pine forest. I only know because I know the area that that's pine forest. So according to this map they've given, it looks like it's going to wipe that whole section out and that'll all just be urban blocks from what I can tell. So then the section that opposite that, and it's opposite the nature park, they've said they want feedback sort for the potential future land use. I've got friends who sort of border that area and they're just furious. They're like, well, we may as well just divide our block, sell it and get out of there. They're going to clear that. It's just going to ruin our way of living.
A spokesperson said the NT Planning Commission is reviewing and still accepting comments on the plan discussion paper.
Stage 2 consultation will likely be undertaken on a draft Palmerston and Environ sub-regional land use plan later this year. The draft plan may or may not include future proposed changes to the pine forest.